Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next hour, we'll look back at the Giants' 2012 season. To do it, as always, my co-host, former Giant great and two-time Super Bowl champion, Carl Banks. And Carl, the Giants win the Super Bowl against the Patriots for the second time in 5 years. A compressed offseason. And, you know, the Giants drafted David Wilson in the first round of the draft. But talk about sort of the problems that a team faces when trying to defend a championship.
Well, the number one thing is time, because there's a demand on your time during the offseason, and then you want to be as dedicated as you normally are to your offseason workouts, but it just compresses everything, and before you know it, with all the pomp and circumstance, it's time for training camp. And then training camp's over, and now you're into the season, so you're saying, wow, where did the offseason go?
Giants made some roster moves. They brought in Martellus Bennett on a one-year deal, signed a guy like Keith Rivers who they brought to the football team, re-signed Terrell Thomas, but looking to upgrade the tight end position or at least add more athleticism.
Well, I think that addition was a welcome one, considering what they had lost. They lost two tight ends in the Super Bowl to knee injuries, so you had an immediate need there if you wanted to have a complement in the passing game.
We'll start the season rewind looking back at opening night when we return here on Giants Rewind on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. So the Giants open up on that Thursday night, except it wasn't a Thursday this year. They had to make it a Wednesday night game against the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, the defending Super Bowl champions had never lost this kickoff game, Carl. A lot of pressure, though, with the Giants taking on the Cowboys, a team that they had played twice late last season.
Well, and the Cowboys had this one circled all offseason as the one that got away. They wanted to prove a point and move towards their own Super Bowl.
The Giants, uneven start in this football game, and Dallas kind of controlled things. But the Giants were trailing by 7 with 2:31 to go in the game. If they can get a stop, maybe Eli has a chance to work some magic.
Third and 11. Romo calls signals. Two receivers right. Romo back to throw. Pressure. Throws it left. Ogletree's got it. First down, Cowboys. And that'll seal it at the two-minute warning.
You know, I know our fans wanted to come in here and start the game, start the year off right. It's a big well-to-do about being Super Bowl champions. And, you know, first night in this stadium, it was, when they came out, it was electric. You know, obviously, they're going to be disappointed after a loss. But I know our fans, they'll be right back out here Sunday when we play Tampa and ready to go. And we will be too. And, you know, if I was going to tell them anything, I'll tell them this. Last time we won a Super Bowl, we started 0-1. The time before that, we started 0-2. So it's a long season. We'll figure things out. We got a lot of great football players on this team, a lot of prideful guys, and a great coaching staff. So we'll figure things out, and we'll be right where we need to be at the end of the year.
Carl, kind of a precursor of things to come. The Giants letting up key third down conversions on similar things that they saw. And then Justin Tuck kind of referring to the 2007 season and even referring to last year, but obviously things a little bit different.
Yeah, and those were two recurring themes, as you said. And the big plays, not being able to get off the field, that first game almost served as a precursor of things that would continue throughout the year.
All right, the Giants would be home the following weekend to take on the Tampa Bay Bucs. They trail by 11 points in this game. Victor Cruz has an 80-yard touchdown catch, and Martellus Bennett puts the Giants up 7. We get a chance to see his athleticism as he jumps over a DB and scores on a 33-yard touchdown.
Yeah, and that was not your routine tight end play. He was off on the sideline, lined up as a wide receiver.
But the Bucs get this game tied up, another precursor of things to come. The Giants give up a 41-yard touchdown pass to Mike Williams, but the Giants show resiliency and battle back.
Manning takes a low snap, has time, throws it down the right side. Nix has got it at the 40. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. He's tripped up inside the 15 at the 14. Manning calls out the signals. Gives for Brown again. He's going to run left. It'll go in for the touchdown. Giants take it with 31 seconds.
You know, Andre comes to the park and he's not sure what his role is going to be because we have we had our plays for David and, of course, Ahmad. And then when Ahmad went down, Andre was, he's on all kinds of special teams, and there he was going to be the primary back, and I thought he did very well.
Obviously, Andre Brown served a valuable role for the Giants, but Carl, talk about precursors. Akiem Nix had 199 yards receiving in this game, the only game during the year he would go over 80 yards receiving. He hurt his knee on the play that we just saw, which changed the landscape of this entire season.
Yeah, the dynamic of the receiving core as a result of him never getting healthy after that game was, you know, kind of a combination of just seeing which guys fit on a week-to-week basis.
All right, so the Bucs have the ball back with an opportunity when the Giant defense makes a huge play.
12 seconds to go. Freeman's back. Freeman flushed out of the pocket. Throws it middle of the field, high and late. Intercepted by Michael Boley. He sits down. Ball game over. Giants are going to win it.
It's a big win, especially after the first half playing poorly. You know, last week not playing well. To kind of get back to that level of playing good football. And that second half was you know, really, really good. No punts, no turnovers. Can do some things better, obviously, but, you know, some big-time plays and stepping up when we needed it, that was fun to have.
Great job of believing and a great job of fighting, man. Hey, there's a ton of things we know we can improve on and get better on, but we fought and we fought and we fought. We went out there down two scores. We made up the difference. We hung in there at the end. You kept fighting, and you got to win. We can make the corrections. If you play with your heart like you did today, the second half, you did not believe you were out of it, and you went out and won a football game that most would have said was gone. 17, 1, 2, 3, 3!
Carl, the Giants show a lot of resiliency because they were down 11 going into the fourth quarter, and they made the necessary plays in this game. And you could see Coach Coughlin talking to his team. I think they felt that they had something to build upon.
Well, and that was the character that he knew that this team, or he knew going into the season that his team had. And this was their first real extreme adverse situation, and they came out of it well.
All right, now the Giants have to play 4 days later because they go to Carolina to take on the Panthers. No Bradshaw, David Deal's hurt, Hixon got hurt, and Akiem Nix, who thought he was going to play back in his home state, mm-hmm. was injured with his knee. So Andre Brown runs for 113 and two touchdowns. Ramses Barton has 9 catches for 138. They made it look easy that Thursday night.
And they had no more than a walkthrough to prepare. So it was a mental game for them, and the execution was great.
All right, the Giants then had a little extra time, like a mini bye, and they had a big Sunday night game in Philadelphia. And, Carl, some of the things that really hurt the Giants cropped up in this game. Eli Manning threw one red zone interception all season. It came in this game, and the Giants settled for too many field goals in Philadelphia.
Yeah, there were so many opportunities to really get control of the game, and you could just see that things were not in sync, and I don't know if it was kind of a hangover from having so many games in such a short period of time.
Now, with the Giants trailing, they drove it downfield, but the unthinkable happened. Ramses Barton got called for an offensive pass interference that pushed the Giants back.
Well, again, you talk about precursors. Hindsight is 20/20. You had a lot of receivers that were open in the intermediate that would, you know, get the ball, spot it, and still have time on the clock. He went down the field for it, and, you know, the inexperienced Ramses Barton tried to break up a play, and he gets called for the pass interference.
So then Manning tried a pass to Dominic Hixon that fell incomplete. So Lawrence Tynes came out to try a 54-yard field goal. He missed it, but the Eagles had called a timeout. So Tynes had another opportunity to win the game.
15 seconds to go. Tynes gets a redo from 54. He missed it left. Snap, spot, kick on its way. Does it have the distance? It does not. He had it online, but it was short by a yard from 54.
You know, the decisions as we went in, we were in field goal range. And when we got the offensive pass interference, which, you know, really put it all the way back to about the very, very limit of where we could try. And then, of course, the clock became a factor, and I couldn't afford to take a chance on the clock running out before we were able to spike the ball. So we went for the long field goal, and just a little bit too long.
Carl, unlike 2011, where the Giants were masters of those fourth quarter comebacks, things go wrong, pass interference, incomplete pass, and the 54-yard field goal is literally a yard short. That's a game that the Giants expected to win and needed to win, as it turned out.
Well, the reason you can't see the comebacks is because the offense did not stay in a rhythm. It was always something that would penalize them in the middle of a drive. So you'd have a big play, a penalty, then you're starting all over again. And that's why you put yourself in that predicament in Philadelphia, and you were not able to win the game.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll look back at the Giants game against Cleveland, their huge win in San Francisco, and a thriller against the Redskins as we continue with this special hour-long edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, as we look back at the 2012 Giants season. Carl, the Giants return home after that devastating loss in Philadelphia to take on the Cleveland Browns, and right out of the chute, Trent Richardson, the rookie running back, shows the Giants that Cleveland's not going to be a soft touch.
Well, he's a guy that nobody knew how good of a back he was going to be, but he is probably one of the most complete backs at such an early age, and he showed just what versatility he had.
Rocky start for the Giants, but they get their passing game going. They start making plays, and this was a salsa fest for Victor Cruz.
Offset eye right, Manning on a play fake. Throws one to the right. He's got his man Cruz, touchdown Giants. Manning out of a shotgun. Fakes the handoff, throws one to the left corner of the end zone, wide open touchdown, Victor Cruz. His second of the ball game, a second salsa. Manning back to throw. Has time, down the right side for Cruz, who's got a touchdown. His third salsa of the day.
We've been down 14-0 with 5 or 6 minutes left to go in a game, and been able to rally back. So we knew with 55 minutes left, we had plenty of time. It's obviously not the way you want to start, but we never get down, we never get frustrated or start to panic.
Giants win at 41-27, and Carl, they just had too much talent, and Victor Cruz starting to pick up where he left off last year.
Yeah, it was. This was a simple case of one team being a little bit better than the other one.
All right, the Giants know next is a trip to San Francisco. The Niners had done a lot of talking in the offseason about the fact that the Giants didn't really beat them. They coughed the ball up. You and I were standing on that field before the game. This was a very focused Giants team in this NFC Championship game rematch.
Well, they knew that they were going against a team that gave you very little margin for error. So you would have to really execute against them. And their level of focus was very high.
All right. So the Giants are making plays from the very start, offense and defense working together.
Play fake, back to throw to Smith. Steps up down the left sideline for Walker. Intercepted by the Giants. Prince Amukamara with the pick. Manning over center. Play fake to Bradshaw to the back of the end zone. Touchdown Giants on the post. Victor Cruz.
Hey, Eli, good throw. Hell of a throw. That's like the guy inside you. Good catch, boy.
Carl, we saw the Victor Cruz touchdown, but early in this game, San Francisco was driving up the field. The Giants hold them to the field, but drive it again, Giants up. The defense early in this game weathered the storm, didn't they?
They really did, and they tightened up as the field got shorter for them defensively. But this was a game where if they could bottle it, it would be the patented performance that they should take each and every week.
Giants led 10-3 at the half. They get the ball to start the third quarter. David Wilson has a 66-yard kickoff return to get things going for the Giants, and the Giants seize control this game early in the third.
eyes set for Manning. Hand off Bradshaw. Up the middle, he dives, twists to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants!
I think this is our most complete game all year long against a very, very worthy opponent. I think, you know, all three phases of the game did an exceptional job, you know, offensively, defensively, and special teams. And, you know, we're just going to continue to grow. You know, we take this game as it is. It's a win in our conference. You know, we're very fortunate, and, you know, we're looking forward to next week.
26-3, the final score. Antrel Roll had two incredible picks in that game. And, Carl, the Giants literally beat the Niners into the Candlestick Park turf that day.
They really did, Bob. It was as stellar a performance as you would see this team play.
So after that spirited win in San Francisco, the Giants heading back home to MetLife Stadium. Their first look at Robert Griffin III and the Washington Redskins. And, Carl, this was an interesting football game because the Giants had the lead, but then Washington and Robert Griffin III, harbinger of things to come with his ability to make plays with his legs. And then he throws a touchdown pass to Santana Moss that puts Washington in front 23-20 with a minute to go in the game.
They are a team that they're coached not to get themselves out of the game. So they like to keep it close. They want it to come down to a last play and force you to make the mistake.
So the Giants find themselves trailing in this football game. They had opportunities to kind of put this game away. They did not. So now with 1:23 to go, the Giants, well, they've got to make a big play in order to get a victory. And who did it? Victor Cruz.
Manning back to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the middle of the field. He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants! 73 yards!
With our offense and with Eli at the helm, we're never really too worried. We know that, you know, no matter what situation we're in, no matter how many points we need or field goal, I think we know that we have the confidence that we can do it. We can get ourselves in the right position to kick a field goal. We can get ourselves in position for a touchdown. So, you know, we just have a lot of confidence in each other and in Eli, and I think it shows on the field.
Carl, now it's starting to feel like 2011. I mean, they need a play against the Jets.
Yeah.
Victor Cruz went 99 yards here. He has a 77-yard catch and run. Obviously, your feeling about the team at this point as far as the way they're able to win this game?
Well, it just showed that they could get themselves in position and execute down the stretch. And they're starting to string together a few good performances. So you start to feel good and say, boy, this team could be on track.
Now, Washington still has an opportunity. And they convert a fourth down with Robert Griffin III scrambling all over the place. There's still time left in the game when the Giant defense makes their play to help seal it.
Takes the snap, back to throw. Over the middle, Moss makes the catch. Fumble the football, it's loose. Giants say they have it at the 43, and they do.
We hung in and we kept battling. We believed, and we found a way to win. That's a hell of a job in the division, getting our first win. And congratulations to everybody. Here we go, man. Number 7, Giants. Way to go, D. Way to battle, D. Way to battle, O. Way to go, special teams. Let's have a team, man. 1, 2, 3.
D.
Good win, fellas.
Tell them what you bet.
Well, the Giants improved to 5-2 with that win against the Redskins. And, Carl, for all the things that Chase Blackburn physically might not be able to do, he seems to be around the play at the right time, and he made a play there huge for the Giants.
Well, he's the guy that kind of defies all of the statistics. He's a football player. So, like you said, he finds a way to make plays.
So, in defense of their Super Bowl championship, the Giants stand at 5-2. They get their first division win, came against the Redskins. Up next for the Giants, another division game, a trip to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. We'll tell you about it when we return to Giants Rewind after this. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. The Giants at 5-2 with a big trip to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. And, Carl, early in this game, the Giants forced turnover after turnover after turnover, but they only have a 16-0 lead to show for it. Red zone failures. The Giant offense seemed totally bogged down.
Well, the Dallas Cowboy defensive front was causing all sorts of problems, and they knew that going into the game, but boy, did they cause this offense to be so out of sync.
Meanwhile, the Giant defense was causing Tony Romo and the Cowboys to be out of sync as well. I mentioned 16-0 early in the second quarter when the defense makes yet another big play.
Romo drops straight back to throw. Steps up, gets hit by Canty. Pass intercepted by Jason Pierre-Paul to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants! Jason Pierre-Paul with his first career interception. Fourth Cowboys turnover. And the Giants break this one open.
I knew I had that one. I knew I had that one, man. I'm telling you.
You hold Chris half on there, man. He got the pressure. Good job. Good job.
Well, the Giants were having fun after that JPP pick six. Chris Canty got the pressure, as Coach Nunn alluded to. Carl, it's 23-0, but then, boom, the offense for the Giants goes away, and the next thing you know, Dallas is back in the game, and they actually have the lead in this football game.
Yeah, they started to make some big plays on the Giant defense, and the thing was the offense couldn't stay on the field long enough, so the defense was playing a lot of plays.
The Giants wind up scoring a couple of field goals. Lawrence Tynes with a field goal to put the Giants up 29-24. Dallas, though, nearly steals this game with 16 seconds to go. Inexplicably, Dez Bryant, on a ball thrown by Tony Romo, is within a hand coming down inbound of the Giants losing a game that they forced six turnovers in.
Yeah, that was some play, both by quarterback and by receiver. It just so happened he ran out of end zone, or else that would have been a heartbreaker for the Giants.
And a real breakdown by the Giants, too, defensively, to allow him to be able to catch the ball without anybody really kind of getting in his way.
Well, yeah, you had a safety coming across that should have batted the ball down. Just kind of looked like he pulled up.
All right, so with that said, the Giants get out of Dallas with a victory. And now they're at 6-2 and really in control in the NFC East. Coming to MetLife Stadium, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, there's another game, Carl, where the Giants had a 20-10 lead in the fourth quarter, but the defense starts to give up big plays, which was their bugaboo, and a couple of huge ones got Pittsburgh right back in this game and forced the Giants to have to try to come back.
Roethlisberger back, late pressure, throws the slant. He's got Wallace and speed. He's to the 35, to the 30, to the outside sideline, and he will score! 51 yards. Handoff Redmond. He runs right. He picks his way to the goal line and reaches touchdown Pittsburgh.
They're just flat getting beat up front.
You know, we had a lot riding on this game. Everyone knows about what's taking place this last past week in this area. And, you know, a lot of us have been affected ourselves, and we wanted to come out and just give this region, put some smiles on some people's faces. So, that's frustrating in itself. And then knowing that you had an opportunity to beat a great football team at home, let that slip through your hands, you know. We've been a team known for finishing. We take the lead in the fourth quarter and we don't sustain that. That's frustrating, and that's not us. So we got to go back and look at this thing tomorrow and come back next week and try to get to 7-3.
Obviously, Justin Tuck referring to Hurricane Sandy that hit the entire East Coast and obviously devastated a lot of our area. But Carl, the third down pass, 3rd and 5 to Wallace, goes for 51, a missed tackle, then he puts on the Jets. The Giants allow too many easy scores, and Justin Tuck says that's not us, but it turned out to be it was them this season.
Well, it was exactly that, and it seems like it's always a breakdown on third downs that yield major yardage. If it's 3rd and 5 and you give up 6 and make them line up again to play, that's better. But when they get it all in one shot, it's a complete breakdown.
Yeah, I mean, 3rd and 9 for Pittsburgh with 2:40 to go. The Giants need the ball back. Sanders has a 16-yard catch. Then Redmond iced the game with a 28-yard run. But, Carl, I think the most alarming thing in this game was that the Giants had the ball 3 times in the fourth quarter, down 1 score, and they went 3 and out every time. No magic from 2011 and 2012.
Yeah, again, just defenses not allowing this quarterback and its receivers to really get in rhythm.
All right, Cincinnati, Giants going there. It's the last game before the bye. They're down 14-0 right away, and some of this is an effect of special teams. The Adam Jones punt return, they had him pinned against the sideline, but a penalty forced a re-kick. Dalton twice on third downs converts for touchdowns. But the Giants had a chance to get back in this game, and there were a couple plays that really hurt them. There was an Ahmad Bradshaw fumble early in the third quarter. Victor Cruz dropped a touchdown catch, and the Giants lose 31-13. Did you buy into the fact that this was a tired team going into that last game before the bye? Because it was their 10th game of the season at this point as they fell to 6-4.
I don't want to say tired physically, but mentally, the way that game went, you could tell just some of the mistakes that there was some sort of mental fatigue going on. The Bradshaw fumble going in, there was a great opportunity there. You just kind of saw that the team seemed out of sorts.
Well, the Giants stood at 6-4 going to their bye. They know coming off their bye, they got a rematch with one of their familiar foes, the Green Bay Packers. We'll tell you about it when we continue with Giants Rewind here on MSG after this.